And now it's time for Friday morning scatter shooting with your old pal Junior Miller right here on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
And it's brought to us by Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers and Bio-T Testosterone Pellet Therapy. It's a special Super Bowl edition of Friday morning scatter shooting, and we are scatter shooting while wondering whatever happened to Mike Jones.
Mike Jones,
who's that?
The linebacker?
The linebacker who tackled Kevin Dyson at the 1 yard line in Super Bowl 34 to save the day for the Rams.
I don't know.
One of the unsung Super Bowl heroes, right?
Yeah.
Maybe made the biggest play in Super Bowl history, you could argue.
Yeah.
We could have had our sick and pass away.
Could have had our first overtime game.
Mm-hmm.
One of these days, maybe Sunday, we'll go to overtime in the Super Bowl.
Well, the Ravens are the underdog on Sunday, but that actually bodes well for them. Favorites are only 6-5 in the last 11 Super Bowls. So it's kind of a 50-50 proposition for the favorites to win. The favorite has only covered the spread in 3 of the past 11 Super Bowls.
Hmm.
Okay. So the only favorites to cover in the last 11 years, the Packers over the Steelers at the Death Star.
Got that one right.
The Colts over the Bears, and the Steelers over the Seahawks.
Yeah, both of those right.
Some other numbers in the Ravens' favor. The team that is the better seed, in this case, that's San Francisco. They're a 2 seed. Baltimore was a 4 seed, I believe.
Which one's a hay seed?
The team that's the better seed is 1-12-2 against the spread since 1996.
Hmm.
The team that's the better seed has only covered the spread once in the Super Bowl in 15 years. That's pretty wild.
Yeah, that is wild. Hmm.
And the team that has played in the wild card round, which this year is Baltimore, not San Francisco, the team that has played in the wild card round is 7-0 against the spread in the past 10 years.
Hmm.
So the history of the numbers tells us that the Ravens will at the very least cover. But the spread is 3.5, so that means it should be a close game.
Mm-hmm.
49ers going to win.
On the flip side, Nate Silver, the noted stat geek who is usually dead on when it comes to predictions, ranging from sporting events to presidential elections, has picked the Super Bowl, and he likes the 49er.
Oh, the 49er.
He says he has crunched the numbers, and he's going with the 49ers because of their superior defense. That most of the time, if you have a top 20 defense in Super Bowl history, and he says these 49ers are one of the 20 best defenses in Super Bowl history, most of the time that team wins.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, what does he know? Because he originally predicted the Patriots and Seahawks to meet in the Super Bowl.
Seahawks. And they have a uniform advantage, too, don't you think?
The 49er?
Yeah.
Absolutely. I like the Ravens uniform.
That's not bad.
You know, it's one of the few uniforms, maybe the only in football, that doesn't have a stripe anywhere on the top or the pants.
They put that goofy collar on there, though, this year. I hate that look.
They've got a goofy collar, and they've got a band around the end of the sleeve, but there are no stripes on the shoulders. There are no stripes down the pants, I don't believe. There's a faded, very faint stripe down the middle of their helmet.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of like the Baltimore look.
Yeah, it's not bad.
All right, Super Bowl trivia.
Okay.
There have been only 4 schools to produce a Super Bowl-winning quarterback and a United States president. Can
Ooh.
You name those 4 schools?
Colleges.
I've heard this
yes,
before.
Yes, 4 colleges.
Okay.
Super Bowl-winning quarterback and U.S. president.
Michigan.
Gerald Ford.
Mm-hmm.
And?
Tom Brady.
Tom Brady. Very good.
Let's see. Louisiana Tech's out. Notre Dame?
Nope.
Surely there's been a president from the Naval Academy?
Jimmy Carter.
There you go.
And Roger Staubach.
Very good.
Roger Dodger.
Where
we
did
got two more?
Where did Reagan go to school? He was JUCO, wasn't he?
Iowa, right?
Yeah, he's from the Iowa area. But no, Chuck Long never won a Super Bowl.
Where did Martin Van Buren go?
All right, Michigan.
He went to UTD,
State.
Michigan and Navy. And the other two are Stanford, John Elway, and Herbert Hoover. And Miami of Ohio, Big Ben Roethlisberger,
That's
and
right.
Benjamin Harrison.
Wow. That's right.
Gosh.
I heard that when it went through Dallas. I remember we talked about
Big
that.
Big Benjamin Harrison.
I love that trivia question.
That's a good one.
And, of course, this weekend you can bet on just about anything you want, ranging from how long will Alicia Keys' national anthem be to will Jay-Z join Beyonce on the stage at halftime.
A rapper looking for more attention. I don't know. What do you think?
I've never heard of that.
You can also bet on how many times the Harbaugh parents will be shown on the TV broadcast, who will win the coin toss, and you can even bet on what color the Gatorade will be that gets dumped over the winning coach's head.
I heard the Harbaugh brothers, one of them, say that he thought their mom and dad would find a place where they couldn't be captured on camera.
Oh, really?
To watch the game.
That's what I would do if I were there.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they're going to be on 50 times.
Yeah. Oh, I know it. But don't you hate that? I mean, you want to watch the game.
Yeah.
You don't want to have to be worried whether the camera's on you.
Right.
All eyes will be on 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick on Sunday, including the eyes of his birth mom, has just now come forward. Heidi Russo says she would love to meet her son now. She was 19 when she gave up a future Super Bowl quarterback after just 6 weeks. She says she's leaving it up to Colin to decide if he wants to meet her.
You know what? Wait till after the Super Bowl and maybe don't go public with it.
Yeah. So she only had him for 6 weeks?
Yep.
That's not giving him enough time to develop an arm or
no, after running? Giving birth, she had him for 6 weeks.
Huh.
And then left him on the doorstep or something. Not sure if he's concerned with his mother right now, but Kaepernick is concerned with his brand. He has trademarked Kaepernicking, which is his move when he flexes and then kisses his bicep.
Boy.
Trademarking his move like Tebow trademarked Tebowing.
Let's hope that doesn't catch on for all the knuckleheads at the gyms.
Oh,
after
it
they
will.
Get
gyms.
Through, going through an awesome bench press to start doing that.
It will. And in the past 2 weeks, Kaepernick's jersey has been by far the best seller at NFL.com.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, I think I saw him for the first time. This is how out of it I am. He's that guy that wears his hat with no crease in the bill.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. That's the way they wear hats now.
I root against him now.
He actually, so in interviews, he's very likable.
Yeah.
Is he?
Very likable.
He seems like a real down-to-earth guy. I think he's a pretty religious guy. He seems like a real...
Okay.
I'd like to hang out with him.
Well, why can't they get a guy who's his cap creaser? He has a dedicated cap
Kids
creaser.
Kids don't like to crease those caps.
But they look like jackasses.
Well, that's the way they like to roll.
New York sports talk show host Mike Francesa, who George claims is the only human that mispronounces his own name, Mike Francesa.
It's amazing.
And who is a hardline nemesis, is getting around town here in New Orleans with a police escort this week. From the airport to his hotel, from the hotel to the media center, the hotel to dinner. Apparently, anybody can do this if they have the money and the arrogance.
I didn't know that, so you just...
Didn't either.
You can contract out police escorts.
Yes. And apparently that's what Mike Francesa is doing everywhere he goes.
I wonder how much that would cost.
Why does he need a police escort?
He doesn't. Man, that guy's so cocky.
He is cocky. He's such a Northeast blob.
Who you work for? Mike Francesa.
And from the Spare Criminals file, a story here from Louisiana, Peter Welsh and Dwayne Doolin, both 31 years old, weren't the first burglars to try to break into a building by smashing through the adjoining basement wall, but they might be the clumsiest. Their target on New Year's Eve was a Wright's Jewelers here in New Orleans, but trying to smash the front window failed. Smashing the rear doors failed. Those rear doors, by the way, were actually doors to another store. So they finally settled on the basement option, but they absentmindedly broke through the opposite side wall and wound up in a Kentucky Fried Chicken. And according to police, they just went ahead and robbed it of about $2,000.
Sorry.
Did they get any chicken?
Yeah, I like chicken.
I would have got me a bucket or two.
And finally... Louis and Agnes live on the cove just past Lewiston Tickle outside of Shreveport. It was early winter there, and the lower portion of the cove had frozen over. Louis asked Agnes if she would walk across the frozen part of the cove to the general store and get him some smokes and beer. She asked him for some money, but he told her, "Nah, just put it on our tab. Old man Stacy won't mind." So Agnes walked across the ice, got the smokes and the beer at the store, and then walked back home across the cove. When she got back and gave Louis his smokes and beer, she asked him, "Louis, you always tell me to not to run up the tab at Stacy's store, so why didn't you just give me some money this time instead of putting this on the tab?" And Louis replied, "Well, Agnes, I didn't want to send you out there with cash when I wasn't sure how thick the ice was yet. He valued his cash more than his wife.
We waited all that time.
Point of the. That's Friday Morning Scatter Shooting Special Super Bowl Edition. This is Junior Miller signing off from New Orleans, home of the Jub Jub Jerry Jones story of 1997 that George refuses to retell.
Thanks for hanging out with your old pal Junior Miller for another edition of Friday Morning Scatter Shooting. We'll see you next Friday right here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.